Activists stepped up demands for a countywide civilian police review board after a police officer shot and killed Antoine Rose last month. But creating a board may be the easy part, as the Citizen Police Review Board in Pittsburgh has learned over the last 20 years. 90.5 WESA's Ann Lee Herring reports.
Activists called for the countywide board before Rose was shot and killed by East Pittsburgh officer Michael Rosfeld. Khalid Rahim says he discussed a countywide board with an Allegheny County Council member just days before Rose, who was unarmed, was shot.
And then we looked up, and 2 days after the conversation, this young man was murdered by cops. Almost the same type of situation that gave birth to the creation of a Citizens Police Review Board for the city of Pittsburgh.
Johnny Rahim is referring to the death of Johnny Gamage in 1995. The black motorist died of asphyxiation after suburban police officers pulled him over and pinned him to the ground. The incident sparked public outcry. Within 2 years, a voter referendum to create the Citizen Police Review Board passed by double-digit margins. The city's board investigates complaints of police misconduct. Rahim says there should be similar oversight for the more than 100 police departments elsewhere in Allegheny County.
We need to have persistent rules as we move from one municipality to the next.
Beth Pittenger is the longtime executive director for Pittsburgh's seven-member board. She questions whether that approach will work countywide. For one thing, the county can't require municipalities who manage their own police departments to participate.
So it becomes a voluntary participation. There has to be an incentive, and there has to be a consequence if you don't.
And Pittsburgh's board only has limited authority over the city's own police. The board has received about 1,200 sworn complaints since 1998. Many of those complaints were dropped or dismissed, sometimes because the complainant disappears or because investigation shows the charges are unfounded. There have been public hearings in about 90 cases. In nearly half, the board found an officer engaged in misconduct. But all the board can do is recommend disciplinary action. More than half the time, the chief of police has rejected the board's findings. Union rules also set some limits. Pittenger remembers that on its first case, the board advised that an officer be suspended for 90 days without pay, well above what was allowed under the police contract.
And even the discipline guidelines of the city, you weren't going to 30 days, let alone 90 days.
Pittenger says some activists fault the board for not judging the cops harshly enough.
I think a lot of the community bias, which to a large extent, in my own personal opinion, is that bias lends towards discrediting police and to be anti-authority and anti-police. You can have that opinion, you can have that. We can't, and we won't.
Barney Osler is an activist who campaigned to create Pittsburgh's board. He sees value in the board, despite its limits.
Getting the truth out really was the purpose. Knowing that actually getting action to enforce any kind of discipline was going to take political pressure.
Osler says that action wasn't sustained. But Rahim says future activism would enforce the recommendations of a countywide board.
So that could be protests, march, demonstration, it could be electoral politics.
Pittenger says the board has exerted influence by cooperating with the city and police department. She says the board advises them on policies and procedures that have helped to improve hiring, training, and other practices.
And that's probably the most effective. But it's also the thing that nobody really knows we do.
That kind of work could be useful in a place like the community where Antoine Rose was shot. District Attorney Steven Zappala said East Pittsburgh appeared to have no policies on the books at all. Ann Lee Herring, 90.5 WESA News.